Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Spark of Hope Daily Devotional. I'm Danny, and it's a joy to connect with you today. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by all the rules or shoulds in life? Or perhaps you're just looking for absolute core, the very heart of what truly matters? Well, today, Jesus himself simplifies everything for us in a truly profound way. We're diving into the Gospel of Matthew again, this time chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. This is a moment where a religious expert tries to trip Jesus up, asking him about the greatest commandment, and Jesus answers pure, liberating wisdom. Let's hear it. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." How beautiful and incredibly clear is that? Jesus cuts through all the complexity and gives us the ultimate foundation for living a truly meaningful and blessed life. First, he declares the greatest commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This isn't a suggestion, it's the absolute priority. Notice the all. It's a total comprehensive love with our emotions and will, heart, our very force of life, soul, our intellect and thoughts, mind. It means our entire being is directed towards loving and honoring God. This is where our true identity, purpose, and strength comes from a wholehearted connection with our Creator, the source of all life and love. It's like understanding the sun is the ultimate source of light and warmth for our planet. Without it, nothing truly flourishes. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He immediately adds, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. This is where our love for God becomes visible, tangible, and practical in the world. So who is your neighbor? It's anyone you encounter. Your family, your friends, colleagues, strangers, and even those who might be difficult to love. Yes, them too. And the standard? As yourself. This isn't about self-absorption, but about having a healthy, God-given value for yourself, and then that becomes the measure for how you extend kindness, respect, compassion, and generosity to others. If you truly love God, it would naturally flow out as love for the people He created. You can't truly love the unseen God if you're not truly loving the visible people around you. And then comes the mic drop moment in verse 40. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. This means every single instruction, every prophetic message, every moral principle in God's word can be traced back to and is summarized by these two profound commands. They are the essence of everything. So dear friends, in a world that often complicates things, Jesus offers us incredible clarity. If we focus on genuinely loving God with everything we are, and then allowing that love to spill over into genuine, compassionate love for others, we are living at the very heart of what matters most. These two commands are not burdens, but they are liberating keys to a life of true purpose, joy, and impact. Thank you so much for joining me today on your daily dose of inspiration. May your heart be filled with God's love. And may that love shine brightly through you to everyone you meet. Until next time, stay encouraged, keep shining bright, and know that you are deeply loved. God bless.